When I was in high school and she was diagnosed with cancer, it was one of the scariest times of my life because my mom is my best friend, and I just couldn't even imagine it. I couldn't imagine life without her. And I remember right after she got her diagnosis, she came home, and we were all sitting in our living room, and she told us what happened, and we all bawled and really cried for a while. And then my mom said, okay, now it's time for us to have a prayer and have a prayer of gratitude. And I sat there, and I was like, she has breast cancer, not brain cancer. What is this crazy woman talking about? We have nothing to be grateful for right now. She could die. And then my mom said the prayer, and she prayed to my Heavenly Father and just said, thank you for all that we had. And I sat there and I was amazed because my mom is an incredible woman of faith that no matter how bad or bleak things might seem, she knows my Heavenly Father. She knows this church is true. And she knows we have so much to be grateful for. And so any times that I struggle or my faith feels weak and like I can't handle it, I am able to look to this example of my mom who, in the depths of her fear, was able to kneel down and thank my Heavenly Father for the blessings in her life. And I'm able to go, I am so blessed. And I know, like my mom knows, that the church is true. And if my faith one day can be half as great as hers, then I know I'll be blessed.